Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, who is on the road. We are into our second hour, and we're just breaking some major news here right now. National news being broken right here on InfoWars about attorney Patricia Finn. She's a West Virginia attorney who is now being attacked for helping to defend the rights of parents against vaccines, trying to strip away her medical license, or I'm sorry, her license to practice law. And they're trying to get her, force her to disclose the names of her clients who also refuse to vaccinate. This is total oppression. This is completely unlawful. This is yet another example of the way the state is practicing what I call gunpoint medicine, where they will actually bring guns and rifles and stick them in your face and force you to do what they say you should do for your children. And if you refuse to do that, then they will, of course, call the Communist Pedophile Services, CPS, to come take your children away at gunpoint, or they will force your children to undergo chemotherapy at gunpoint or vaccination at gunpoint. And I do mean that literally, at gunpoint. For example, in, what was it, Maryland, just a couple of years ago, they had attack dogs outside the courthouse where they had a long line of parents lined up there with police and militant-looking enforcers everywhere to force them to vaccinate their children. They're going after everybody. Why? Because, of course, vaccines are part of the depopulation agenda. It's all part of eugenics. And they know that the more people they can vaccinate, the more infertility they're going to cause, the more children they're going to kill, and the more future medical business they can generate from that. Because vaccines do cause kidney failure, they do cause liver damage, they do cause neurological damage, they cause autism. They may not be the only cause of autism, but they're certainly correlated with autism. And the evidence just keeps coming out showing that vaccines are increasingly dangerous. Now, we've got other news. WikiLeaks has published security think tank emails. This is from the anonymous hacker group that broke into Stratfor. Stratfor is the intelligence organization based right here in Austin, it turns out, that gathers intelligence from all around the world and has a bunch of subscribers who try to get inside intel from them. And some of what has been published is very damaging to Stratfor, including what just came out today is the Stratfor glossary of terms. Now, I've posted this on Natural News so that you can download this PDF right now if you'd like. Go to naturalnews.com/files/stratforglossary.pdf. And Stratfor is Stratfor, stratforglossary.pdf. Here's what you find in the glossary. The Stratfor describes, in this glossary, they're describing different agencies and different terms. They're defining terminology. They describe the ATF, for example, as, quote, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Rednecks with a license to kill. Never, ever ask for their help on anything. This is right out of the Stratfor glossary. Moving on, duplicitous little bastards is a term they define as, quote, Israeli intelligence. They also define the FBI as the Federal Bureau of Investigation, also known as the Downtown Gang, very good at breaking up used car rings, kind of confused on anything more complicated, fun to jerk with, not fun when they jerk back. Again, this is the Stratfor glossary that has been leaked by WikiLeaks. This is the kind of documentation that many of the intel insiders get their hands on. They define intelligence officer as, quote, an individual charged with overseeing all aspects of an intelligence operation. Senior intelligence officers can manage multiple operations. Chief intelligence officers manage thousands of operations, all leading to disaster. Those are their own words. JTTF, Joint Terrorism Task Force, an interagency group created to completely confuse all conceivable issues related to terrorism in a variety of metropolitan areas. We've got more terms coming up from that leaked glossary, plus an interview with Jonathan Emord straight ahead. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back with a lot more. Stay with us.
Alex. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We were just talking about some of the terminology in the Stratfor glossary that has been leaked, by WikiLeaks. This was some of the material that was, shall we say, lifted from Stratfor by Anonymous, the hacker group. And just going to continue with a couple points there. And then we're going to be joined by Jonathan Emord with his new book called Restoring the Republic, a very important book with a foreword written by Ron Paul. We'll get to him in just a second. But let me just finish this up. I'm sure Jonathan Emord, who's listening on the phone, will have a good laugh at this. The glossary from Stratfor says a PowerPoint presentation is an efficient means for turning complex and sophisticated analysis into half-witted bullets. If you can't read a 50-page analysis before invading a country, you probably shouldn't be in a business. And then they have a term, a PowerPoint ranger is a member of an intelligence team whose primary contribution is making PowerPoint presentations, usually assigned to the least competent member of the team to keep him out of trouble, who winds up controlling the operation because management keeps promoting him because he makes neat animations. This is, and then one last one, they define the Secret Service as a group that, quote, catches counterfeiters, breaks up child pornography rings, and guards the president. Continual identity crisis, they say. Very nice people, not, shall we say, the most sophisticated crew you'll ever find. Again, these are the words of Stratfor and their glossary, which has been leaked. A lot more leaked emails coming out, no doubt, in the next few days from WikiLeaks, who continues to pummel the global elite with all kinds of liberated information. Now, before we go to Jonathan Emord, I want to encourage you to take advantage of the Alex Jones Everything Special. It's only two more days. If you haven't taken advantage of this, do it now. For the next 2 days, you can get over $379 worth of all the films, all the DVDs, everything that Alex Jones has produced in film format for just $19.95. Plus, you'll get Invisible Empire, plus Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, Fall of the Republic, The Presidency of Barack Obama, The Obama Deception, the 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, and much more. I actually bought this right around Christmas. I came in here and bought that myself because I wanted to have that on DVD as well. Remember, they can take any of this off the internet at any time. So if you want to have the DVDs, get your hands on this special. Again, 2 days only. That's what's remaining. Go to Infowars.com to get this special. Is there a special URL beyond that, or is it just Infowars.com? Infowars.com. It's in the store. Click on the store once you get there, Infowars.com. All right, now we're joined by Jonathan Emord, who is really, I believe, one of the most important voices in our republic. He has defeated the FDA in court. He has written numerous books, some of which are on my top list of most important books in the health freedom movement, such as The Global Censorship of Health Information. He's also written a book called The Rise of Tyranny, which talks about how agencies, government agencies like the FDA, DHS, and so on, get out of control and create their own fiefdoms of power and tyranny. He has a new book coming out now. It's called Restore the Republic, and he joins us by phone. Jonathan, are you there?
Mike, I'm here. Good to be with you.
Oh, you're with us on Skype video. Okay, great to see you there. All right. Well, Jonathan, it's great to have you on. I'm honored to have you as a guest today. Thank you for your contributions, and I'm really excited about your new book.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm excited about it as well.
Well, tell us about it. Did I get the title right? Because it's brand new. Is it Restore the Republic?
Restore the Republic.
Go ahead. Give us an overview of what's covered there. Did we lose Jonathan there? Okay.
It's available through a secure link on emord.com and concern the destruction of all of our rights based. Am I here?
Yeah.
We restore the Republic. Unfortunately, for the nation, the entire rights basis of this country, all of the power limiting doctrines that are imposed on the federal government by the founding fathers have been stripped from the Constitution for the past 75 years, beginning primarily during the Roosevelt administration in the 1930s. The government has consistently violated the constitutional limitations on power, so much so that it has transformed the United States from a limited federal republic into an unlimited bureaucratic oligarchy. 9/10 of all federal law is now the product of those who are not elected, who run the independent regulatory commissions. And the effect of this is profound in reducing protection for individual liberty and enabling the government to replace individuals as sovereign. And the book chronicles this.
Let's talk about some specific examples of that, Jonathan. Could you go into those? For example, the ATF telling gun shops that they have to report more than one sale of a rifle to somebody on the same day. That's Congress never passed that law. The ATF simply invented that. The FDA invents things. Can you give other examples of these oligarchies just inventing their own rules?
Well, there are no procedural checks whatsoever in any of the federal agencies to cause agency officials to second-guess their actions based on restrictions in the Constitution. So, for example, the government will give itself the authority to engage in these inspections through the ATF, for example. But the ATF agents and the ATF itself have no procedural checks to prevent them from infringing upon individuals' rights. They just don't exist in the government. And the reason for it, even though they exist in the Constitution, is that the government is a renegade. It has left the Constitution. There's a dissonance between what the Constitution requires and what the government is doing that is so great that we no longer have a nation of free people and a nation that protects our individual liberty, even though at the founding of the Republic, of course, that was the central purpose for having a government at all. It was to protect the rights of man, the unalienable rights of individuals. And in the book, Restore the Republic, I not only chronicle this history and precisely how each one of the doctrines the Founding Fathers identified as essential to limiting power and ensuring freedom have been destroyed, but also how we can recreate those doctrines and re-implement them, and specifically what reductions in government, specific agencies and departments that should be eliminated in order for us to save the nation from destruction. I mean, we are literally within a decade of the destruction of the United States.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. Those are strong words. You also use the term renegade government, but I think people are seeing that what you are saying is true. You just said we're within a decade of maybe losing the republic we have. People are seeing that the federal government is increasingly lawless. It does not even honor the laws of the land, certainly not the Constitution, certainly not the Bill of Rights. Can you comment on that? And just a tip, if you look right into the camera, it'll be better for YouTube videos. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Well, the government violates rights with impunity. Take, for example, the National Defense Authorization Act completely suspends the writ of habeas corpus so that any American accused of having support for a terrorist organization, whether they're rightly accused or wrongly accused, we don't know until there's a trial, but we're certainly entitled to a presumption of innocence. That is all blown away because military forces may go and apprehend you and put you in jail and do so indefinitely without ever bringing you before a court of justice, without ever even informing you of their charges. And that just came into law through the National Defense Authorization Act. We have reached a state in this country where rights are violated with impunity to pursue federal objectives. I mean, the Obamacare, for example, the insurance mandate, we're violating individuals' rights to privacy, to freedom of contract, to freedom of association with impunity with Obamacare. Everyone must be insured. You must go out and buy insurance from a private insurer that is qualified by the federal government come January 1, 2014. And that's a gross deprivation of your freedom of choice, your individual liberty. It's antithetical to the very core values of the Constitution and to express rights that are protected by the Constitution.
I do want to get to some solutions. I know your book offers solutions, and I want to ask you about that. But to support what you're saying about the seriousness of this issue, you know, I've got a lot of friends, people, contacts in the military. There is talk in the military that, you know, they will refuse orders to confiscate guns. There is even talk in some quarters of, if things continue going down this road where we're losing the republic, talk of a military coup to restore law and order under the Constitution and under the Bill of Rights. I mean, that's, you don't hear that publicly, obviously, but just, you know, behind closed doors, that talk is very real. It is happening. Do you think that's an indication of how far down this road of tyranny we have already gone and found ourselves?
Well, there's no more fundamental rule of law than the Constitution. And when you amend the Constitution without following the process identified in Article 6 of the Constitution, which is to obtain the consent of the American people to an amendment, when you don't do that, and when you instead just alter the Constitution by making specific provisions, dead letters, by reinterpreting provisions to mean the opposite of what they were intended to mean. When you do those sorts of things, you erode and destroy the legitimacy of the government. And you invariably invite the very kinds of revolutions that the Founding Fathers feared would be necessary. I mean, Thomas Jefferson was the most strident advocate of revolution. He said that if the United States didn't have a revolution every 20 years, he would be fearful for the defense of liberty, because he invariably thought that governors would rule corruptly, that they would pursue their own self-interest at public expense and would deny people their rights. And Adams and Alexander Hamilton believed that the electoral process would be sufficient. Well, now we're very much testing that. I mean, either the government of the United States will come into
30 seconds, Jonathan, go ahead.
Either the government of the United States will conform with the Constitution, or it will provoke a reaction from the American people, the likes of which we have not seen.
All right, very important words from Jonathan E. Mord, author of the new book, Restore the Republic. We'll be back with more interview with Jonathan E. Mord on the other side of this break. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show, and thank you for tuning in. A lot of breaking news today, a lot of important information. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
There's an important article I'd like to bring your attention to on InfoWars.com. We quoted from it earlier about Patty Finn. This is the attorney who's being basically just completely attacked for defending the rights of parents to avoid vaccinating their children. The article is written by Kurt Linderman Sr. Kurt Linderman was a guest before. He's a very, very outspoken father about vaccine rights for parents. And the article is entitled, New York Ninth Judicial Committee Attacks vaccine parental rights attorney. So check out that headline on InfoWars.com. Lots of other news coming up there today from Kurt Nimmo, Paul Joseph Watson, and many of the other outstanding writers. Also, a programming note, I apologize to the listeners. I misquoted the Everything Special price. It should be $99.95, as it has always been. That's the Everything Special, $379 plus worth of videos, everything that Alex Jones has produced for $99.95. I misquoted the price earlier, and I apologize for that. There's actually a lot going on today, as you might imagine. Now, we are continuing our interview with Jonathan Emord, author of Restore the Republic. And just before the break, he was talking about the breakdown of the Republic and how these federal agencies are growing out of control, becoming lawless, renegade agencies. Where do you want to pick it up, Jonathan, from there?
Well, both Republicans and Democrats who are economists, Alice Rivlin, for example, from the Clinton administration, and Dan Walker, former Comptroller General of the United States, agree that federal spending at the present levels is unsustainable. The government simply cannot exist if we are to maintain these spending levels. We have a $15.5 trillion national debt. That's to rise to about $23 trillion by 2021. The interest on the debt alone by 2021 will be over $700 billion a year. When you look at the present levels of spending, they exceed the national debt exceeds the gross domestic product. And the trajectory for future spending is to cause that division to even grow wider. So it's impossible to sustain this government. And the politics of spending are still very much alive. Government politicians have absolutely no hesitation, such as this president, to offer more and more extraordinarily expensive spending programs and no serious effort whatsoever to reduce the cost of the government or the size and the scope of it. And everything that is private is invariably becoming either public or subject to heavy government regulation and control, stultifying the growth of the marketplace. So at the same time that the government very much needs more revenue in order to finance this vast expansion of the government that seems endless, it is destroying the very source of its revenue.
But Jonathan, there, you know, here on InfoWars, we all of us here, Alex especially, talks about that. That is intentional. That's the plan to destroy America's economy.
It's a parasite upon the market. It's all a problem with the current rate of growth.
I'm sorry. We had a little blip in the audio there. We're saying that
it is to make everything private public.
Okay. You just said to make everything private public. Exactly. Government controlling the economy. What about the destruction of the economy, the destruction of the private sector, the destruction of innovation, the shifting of jobs forcefully outside the country? Do you think that's deliberate, or is it just really poor planning by people in Washington?
No, of course it's deliberate. These people have spent decades in social engineering. I mean, and in economic planning. They have spent lifetimes, these bureaucrats have spent lifetimes involved in precisely this kind of expansion of the regulatory state. You know, none of this would have been possible had economic liberty been entitled to full constitutional protection as it was before the 1930s. It was in the 1930s that the courts reduced the level of economic protection for economic liberty to a bare minimum, ushering in the regulatory state. So much so that right off the bat, right out of the starting gates, the National Recovery Act had the President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt, setting wages, prices, putting controls on production, determining the quantity of units to be produced during the Depression. And this precedent has been expanded and used over and over again by Republicans and Democrats alike. So much so that really it is the rare exception that individuals in the marketplace make decisions that are uninfluenced by federal regulation. Almost every decision a person makes in the marketplace is in one way or another influenced by the direction that the government would have them go in. So is it any surprise to us then that we're suffering the same kind of economic travails that ultimately brought communist China to capitalism? No,
right.
But it is shocking that the United States around the world.
Stay with us,
capitalism.
Jonathan. Sorry to cut you off there. We're about to go to break. The book is called Restore the Republic. You can find it at emord.com. That's EMORD.com or on Amazon, other places. Stay with us here. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in, and we've got Jonathan Emord staying with us for another 30 minutes. More information about the Republic. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
I was in Houston this weekend, and I hadn't been off my ranch for several months. I mean, not into a major city. Well, I guess I was in Dallas. What am I thinking? But, I mean, I hadn't really, you know, stayed overnight anyplace off the ranch. And I couldn't believe how much trouble Houston is going to be in a collapse scenario. Places like L.A., places like New York, Chicago, these cities are in so much trouble. And we as a nation are in so much trouble if things start to fall apart. I mean, there's no place to grow food in these cities. There's no way to get water. There's no way to be safe. There's probably not going to be any law or order in a breakdown, even like a grid down scenario. But Jonathan Emord, our guest, continues with us now to talk about what looks like what could be the failing of the Republic if we stay on this current path. And then how can we stop that from happening? How can we put us on a new course to restoring the Republic and saving America? Because America is a great country. There's so much going for it. We've got to defend it. We've got to keep it, get it back on track, and stop these tyrants in Washington from stealing our future. Jonathan, go ahead and continue the point you left off on before the break, or you can start a new point.
Well, the irony here is that those who are rapidly spending us into oblivion are going to achieve the very same.
Okay, why don't you reconnect with Jonathan audio
and
only?
We would achieve
just Sorry, we're having some connection issues with Jonathan Emord there. Just go ahead and reconnect with him. But as I was saying, we're in so much trouble, you know. I know some of the sponsors of the show have survival seed banks and things like that. Silver Lungs is a product that I really recommend. People, if you don't get yourself prepared this year, I mean now, really, it's already almost March of 2012. If you're not getting squared away, you are in deep, deep trouble. I mean, I've been planting trees and planting vegetables and practicing vermiculture, worm composting on my farm so I can turn food scraps into soil, and the soil can feed the plants, and the plants can keep us alive. I've been just almost urgently scrambling to get these skills together because something is coming. A collapse is coming. And let me know as soon as we have Jonathan back, guys. He's good? He's back with us? Okay. Jonathan, go. No, he's not back yet. Okay, sorry. But based on my analysis, the two most likely scenarios that we're facing are, number one, a grid down scenario, a loss of the power grid. That could be from, you know, a high altitude nuclear blast causing an EMP wave, which was discussed by a previous guest here with Alex Jones. I believe that guest was Matthew Stein, an MIT scientist, if I'm remembering correctly. A second possibility is a bioweapon release that could be intentional or unintentional. And I'm sort of going with the intentional side from the government, you know, the depopulation global elite who really do want to kill people. They're evil. They hate life and they want to kill us off. And a bioweapon is a very, sadly, it's a very effective way to do that. So if you're not prepared for those two scenarios, grid down and bioweapon release, and I don't think you're prepared for the future that we may be facing. And so I really want to urge you, you know, from me to you, all the listeners of InfoWars who are really informed, who are really patriotic, who are just some of the best people, the most amazing people in the country. You are the future of our society. You're the future of the human race because you're not eating the GMOs. You're not destroying your fertility with vaccines. You're not killing yourself with all the chemicals. And you're, you know, you're eating the organics when you can. You're taking the superfoods when you can. You are the future of the human race. So I want to urge you to get prepared, stay alive, stay safe so that you can stay part of the solution as we restore this republic. Now, Jonathan is back with us, joining us again. Jonathan, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes. You know, the irony of all this is that the government is going to be reduced in its size and scope and cost by force or by volitionally through dangers that through changes that are brought about as a result of willingness to accept the reforms that are necessary. So either the government will do this volitionally or it will happen inevitably because the government simply can't sustain itself at present levels indefinitely. Cannot happen. And in fact, it's likely to cause a reduction, dissolution of the government within a decade.
What does that look like if the government doesn't rein itself in and it blows through the realistic boundaries of spending? I mean, what happens really? What, in your opinion? I see we're having connection. Okay, guys, just reconnect to him audio only. I think that'll work best.
Well, what?
Okay, I'm hearing little bits and pieces of. Okay, I want to ask Jonathan when we reconnect with him what that looks like. And then I want to get to solutions because his book is about solutions as well as not just what's wrong. You know, that's the thing that you get here from Alex Jones' show and InfoWars is, yeah, we're going to be honest and upfront about the problems that face our society, about the loss of freedom, about the overzealous, tyrannical tendencies of the federal government and its mad departments like DHS, DEA, USDA, you name it. But we want to get to solutions. So what can we do as activists, as citizens? And so much of what you're doing out there is working. You know, you're succeeding in getting fluoride out of the water in many cities across the country. You are succeeding in many ways of defending the Bill of Rights, of defending the Second Amendment in some areas, of at least raising the issue of defending the Fourth Amendment in many areas. You, I mean, hey, even Wyoming, we covered that earlier. Wyoming is talking about having a plan to survive a national collapse. You know, they're talking about having their own strike aircraft and their own draft and their own military if it comes to that, their own currency if it comes to that. You know, so there are people out there who are looking at solutions and saying, how do we keep all of this alive so that we can move forward? Now, Jonathan's back with us. Go ahead, Jonathan, where you left off.
Well, this is going to the destruction of the Republic will happen if the political people will not take the steps necessary to downsize the government dramatically. I mean, we need to do what Ron Paul is calling for, $1 trillion in spending cuts now. We can't afford $200 billion to $400 billion a year when we're spending $1.3 trillion in excess of receipts. It's just not sustainable. We have $62 trillion in entitlement commitments presently, and that figure is going to rise as the boomer population gets bigger and bigger, and federal spending commitments that are added on through Obamacare add more to the national debt. So we're in a situation that is absolutely unsustainable. The government will collapse of its own accord unless dramatic reductions take place. All right, well, what will happen? What is the sequence of events? Well, we're going to see something obvious, which is further degradation in the Americans, the American credit rating. It's not simply going to be a recognition by credit agencies that we have poorer credit. It's going to be a realization by those countries like Japan and China that have lent us money that we're becoming an increasingly grave risk for return on investment. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to use the advantage politically to coerce and cajole us, to put us in a position where we damage the relationships with our friends in order to sustain a money flow from coming from these countries, and also put us, you know, in a financial blackmail environment there. But also what's going to happen is that inflationary effects are going to eliminate the economic benefit of any of the benefits the government provides and also destroy the economy at the same time. There's no way that you can maintain this level of spending and inflation of the money supply and not have it reverberate into the market and cause extreme inflation. So we're going to end up with hyperinflation. We're going to end up with a diminution in the availability of federal benefits because of the fact that those who provide them simply cannot economically afford to provide them.
Is that, Jonathan, why you think there has been a ramp up in activity at FEMA camps, why there's more talk of taking away the rights to protest, you know, requiring a permit to protest? Is there an anticipation of a coming federal collapse that's causing the government right now to clamp down on rights ahead of time?
Well, there is some of that, but there's also a view by politicians which is very grossly irresponsible, and that is that they can, as long as they can maintain the spending spree for a time, at least past the time that they retire from office, they can leave it to somebody else to solve. That's basically the right Obama approach to this. He's not going to take the debt seriously because he anticipates that the rubber is going to hit the road and really destroy the United States after he leaves office from a second term. And it's not a situation where any member of Congress, Republican or Democrat, with very few exceptions, is willing to do what is necessary to save the country. As a consequence, we have to commence and maintain a national movement that calls into question the actions that are taken that are unconstitutional, demands that the government be brought back in line with the constitutional requirements, and votes into office those who favor those positions and demands from them essentially pledges to achieve that end. Ultimately, the typical good American citizen who appreciates the necessity of this, many of whom are Tea Party people who've run for office in the past, will have to run increasingly for office and take back the government. We have to be able to pass through legislation that will break down the government and will privatize entitlements. We need to go through a system of second bests I identify in the book, where we start with this environment of second bests. We would have been better had we not gotten involved with Social Security and health, Medicare and Medicaid to begin with. But having gotten there, how do we wean the American public from it? And what I offer is a system of modifications of the corporate and individual income tax to achieve that. Part of my plan would eliminate the individual income tax, phasing it out of existence. But during a transition period, I use tax breaks for corporations to enable them to pick up responsibility and care for the indigent as we wean the government of that role.
But you're fighting against total economic insanity in Washington, and as a great example of that, the Weekly Standard carried a story quoting Valerie Jarrett, who is a senior advisor to the White House, she says that people who receive unemployment checks go out and spend it and help stimulate the economy. So I guess in her mind and in many of those in Washington, the way to have abundance in America is to make sure that everybody's jobless and spending unemployment checks.
Well, they advocate a nation of dependency, and they also create this deception for the poor. It's a kiss of death to the poor from the Obama administration, that if they rely on these government programs, which incidentally will only take a fraction of them and provide them with anything of economic value, the rest are just given this blank promise which can never be fulfilled. But the notion that we will tax the country and redistribute the wealth to those elements of society that are indigent and not have an adverse effect upon unemployment is ridiculous. If you take from the most productive elements of society the reserve of wealth that they count upon for investment, saving, and innovation, you dry up the pool necessary to increase employment, increase private sector employment. And so the president would like to take those reserves of wealth and bring them to the government, not articulating the fact that that's going to cause a dramatic increase in unemployment as these individuals are incapable of expending the money necessary to be competitive in the market.
Sure.
And at the same time, create these superficial retraining programs and public works programs and more money for teachers and more money for police, which is a dead-end investment because you have to put that money back in there every single year from the government in order to maintain the programs. And furthermore, they're out of sync with the market. What we want is to liberate the market so that employment levels can increase and so that we can become a nation that is competitive with the rest of the world and that provides a growth in the economic pie instead of having a static pie that we continuously carve apart and remove into the government sector.
But again, Jonathan, you're coming at this from the point of view of being a rational person who wants to help the nation and help the people. And those in charge today who have the political clout and the power, who make the economic decisions, the evidence is increasingly just readily apparent that they want to destroy this nation. I mean, so how, getting to the solution section, how do the citizens, how do the activists, how do the free people of America take part in a real, you know, a peaceful revolution of taking back their power and restoring sanity, economic sanity, among other things, to America?
Well, there has to be a focal point, and many of the campaigns have provided an opportunity for people to see things that may prove this the alternative vision of freedom and the Constitution a reality again, such as the Ron Paul campaign. But what I'm doing is starting a national movement to restore the Republic. We have an e-newsletter that's coming out in April that will be a focal point identifying specific instances of government abuse in the bureaucracy, the executive branch, Congress that violate the Constitution, specific means by which to protest those actions. And then also we're going to demand that elected representatives agree to a platform that will result in a restoration of the Republic and a restoration of the Constitution.
Where can people sign up for that e-newsletter at emord.com?
Yeah, it'll be through emord.com. It'll also be restoretherepublic.co, C-O, okay. And it's under construction right now. But April 1, it'll be available. And we're going to try to create this national movement and push very strongly for the specific purpose of restoring the Republic, restoring the constitutional principles and limits on government power, and removing from office those members of Congress and the Senate who are derelict in their responsibilities of upholding their oath of office in the Constitution. So we're moving in that direction. I think that as the crisis continues, as circumstances worsen with the debt, as circumstances worsen and make it apparent to virtually every American that they're not going to get Social Security, they're not going to have as Reid has promised, Social Security as we know it, it's just not going to exist. It cannot be afforded by this government, and Medicare and Medicaid have to change. The need is to ensure that those who are dependent upon these systems are transitioned into a private environment where companies take on the responsibility of caring and supporting those who are incapable of caring for themselves. And that can be done if the government will give a $1.50 tax deduction for every $1 that a company expends to assist in providing medical care, to assist in providing retirement benefits and so forth for those who are indigent.
You know,
and there's no reason why this can't happen.
It's so easy, actually, in America to solve the healthcare problem. All we have to do is stop poisoning everybody, get the fluoride out of the water, get the GMOs out of the food, get the toxic pesticides out of the food, get the additives. I mean, we're being poisoned, and if you take that away, healthcare costs drop. I know that's a separate issue from what you mentioned. We've only got about a minute left before the break, Jonathan. But can you talk about Ron Paul writing the intro for your book very, very quickly? How did you get Ron Paul to do that? He's a busy guy these days.
Well, I work rather regularly with their office. I've drafted several pieces of legislation for his office. And in the course of discussing my plans to write this book, I was surprised pleasantly when they offered to write the foreword.
All right. Well, will you stay with us one more segment there, Jonathan? We've got more questions for you and for those listening. This is an interview with Jonathan Emord here on The Alex Jones Show. Thank you for staying with us. We'll be right back after this break with more from Jonathan Emord, author of Restore the Republic. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123SurvivalPlan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123SurvivalPlan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123SurvivalPlan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123SurvivalPlan.com. Again, that's 123SurvivalPlan.com.
Jonathan Niemord, author of Restore the Republic, a very important new book that lays out a pathway to actually protecting the future of freedom in America. Jonathan Niemord joins us by phone to continue that discussion. Jonathan, we were talking about solutions and what people can do right now, what activists can do right now. That's what people are hungry for. They want to be part of a solution. They don't want to see this country just fail and collapse into total destruction. Continue along those lines, please. What can people do right now to be part of the solution?
Well, we're creating this e-newsletter as a focal point to identify each of the specific instances where the administration, the bureaucracy, the Congress, the executive branch deviates from the requirements of the Constitution, violates the Constitution, and also on this fiscal irresponsibility, identifying specific measures that threaten to destroy the country and to advocate reform. And to do so both with the support of politicians, identifying politicians to support who are in favor of the principles that we articulate, which are in favor of the Constitution, and to attack those who are not, and also to demand that specific changes be made to alter the course of this government into a constitutional direction. So it's an ongoing thing. It's a monthly e-newsletter. We're looking to create a movement to restore the republic. We're using that rubric, Restore the Republic, to identify all those people in this country who are advocates of the Constitution, asking them to come on board and help us in this movement to do this. We're hoping to get large numbers of people behind the movement and to become a critical voice in the evolution of this country. And the book Restore the Republic is an ambitious undertaking on my part, but I have identified the means to eliminate the federal government's cost to an extent that would permit a balanced budget by eliminating several federal departments, several federal agencies, and taking Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid and privatizing it so that those who are dependent upon those systems are covered by tax deductions given to corporations, enabling them to provide this largesse in lieu of the government. Okay, basically, the whole system is to empower individuals and depower the federal government.
All right. That makes perfect sense. And right now I'm going to pledge to you some software technology. I founded a software company almost 20 years ago that can handle sending out very large volumes of emails to opt-in subscribers. So I'd like to donate that to your organization and help support your message to bring you subscribers. You'll need good technology to send out email to millions of people, which I'm sure this will grow to. Let me also give you the Rick Perry quiz. Can you name three government agencies to eliminate?
Very easy. Take the the Federal Communications Commission. It can be privatized. There's no reason why the government should own the airwaves. It can be a complete private system. We can take the Federal Food and Drug Administration, and we can eliminate its drug approval process and its medical device approval process by making that a university-based system and having a blinded system of review take place at the universities, which is presumptively a determination of safety and efficacy. We can eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency. There's absolutely no reason why local health and safety can't protect us from environmental pollutants and going after companies that are responsible for trespass or otherwise disturbing the environment. We can eliminate the Department of Commerce. There's no reason why we should have a Department of Commerce, really. Why should the federal government be involved in that? We can eliminate the Department of Education and very well should, because the Department of Education is a federal system that's destroying education in this country. What we need are more private incentives in education.
Well, right.
Those are just a few.
The big government people like to say, well, how can you be against education? How can you be against the environment? You're not. Actually, the Department of Education is anti-education. The EPA is anti-environment. The FDA is anti-health. I mean, that's the issue.
And the Department of Energy is anti-energy. We need to get rid of the Department of Energy as well. But there are many listed in the book precisely how it can be done and the cost savings that come from eliminating
them. All right, stay with us if you would. We'll go into a quick break. We'll be right back with more with Jonathan Niemord, author of Restore the Republic. Please stay with us, Jonathan. Straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.